This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 7th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Fayetteville Public Library continues its adult lecture series, Literary Elements, tonight at 6:30 with Deducing the Diets of Our Distant Ancestors, presented by Dr. Peter Unger. This event is free. More information is available at faylib.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with Dr. Unger about what teeth can tell us about diets from thousands of years ago. Also, the foreign minister for the Republic of the Marshall Islands discusses the effects of climate change on his island nation. Those stories and more. But first, groups behind four statewide ballot initiatives affecting the minimum wage, marijuana, and alcohol sales have been making a final push to collect enough signatures before today's deadline. Melissa Fultz with Arkansans for Compassionate Care said late last week that the medical marijuana effort was short on signatures, but said they hoped to reach the more than 62,000 threshold over the weekend. But she expects as many as half of those signatures could be invalidated, making for more work after the deadline.
We'll have to go back. I don't think anybody ever doesn't have to go back unless they're very, very fortunate or have a whole lot of money. And, you know, all of ours have been volunteers.
In 2012, no ballot initiatives had an initial validity rate above 56%. If too many signatures are determined invalid, supporters have an additional 30 days to make up the difference. A medical marijuana measure similar to the one presented by Arkansans for Compassionate Care made the ballot in 2012 and garnered nearly 49% of the vote. A separate drive to gradually increase the minimum wage has become an important issue for political candidates headed into November. Steve Copley heads Give Arkansas a Raise Now and says the effort to incrementally raise the minimum wage to $8.50 an hour has already collected enough signatures, but last week he said the group wasn't finished.
Currently we have the required number of signatures that's required by the Secretary of State, so we feel very, very confident about where we're at right now.
Two other items trying for ballot access are constitutional amendments, legalizing marijuana for non-medical uses and allowing alcohol sales statewide. And these will need to submit more than 78,000 signatures. After signatures are turned in today, they have to be certified by the Secretary of State's office. Last week, U.S. Forest Service officials announced a five-year extension to cave closures on Forest Service lands in Arkansas to help prevent the spread of white nose syndrome in bats. However, officials are making sure the public knows that one cave owned and operated by the Forest Service is still open to visitors. C.J. Norville is a public affairs specialist for the Ouachita and Ozark National Forests in Arkansas. She says Blanchard Springs Cavern, located outside of Mountain View, remains open because the risk for spreading white nose syndrome has been mitigated.
The reason that cave can stay open where others are closed is that we have protocols in place. People, before they enter the caverns, go through a talk that explains what white nose is and lets them know that when they leave the cavern, they'll have to go through kind of a sanitation protocol when they leave, so that they don't carry spores from that cave onto another area.
Norville says when visitors to Blanchard Springs exit the cave, they walk across a sanitation sheet that has a woolite-type solution that cleans any potential white nose syndrome causing spores from visitors' shoes. She says the solution is approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but if visitors aren't comfortable with that sanitation procedure, Norville says they do have a couple of options.
We describe to people the protocol for sanitation upon leaving Blanchard Springs Caverns. If they have any problems with it, we do have some other things that we can do, to like scrubbing their shoes off, you know, if they have an allergic problem to solutions, things like that. We have some options, and they also know beforehand in the event that they want to opt out of the tour.
Blanchard Springs is open to visitors 7 days a week. Additionally, several privately owned caverns throughout the area remain open. Later this month, Governor Mike Beebe will embark on the final overseas trade mission of his time in office. The tour will begin at the Farnborough Air Show near London, where officials involved in Arkansas's government, economic development, and aerospace industry will meet with major aerospace manufacturers. After an appearance at the air show, the governor will head to Paris to meet with French companies who have made significant investment in the state's economy.
During this visit, we will again meet with our friends at L'Oreal and Dassault Falcon Jet, along with other corporations and businesses. L'Oreal's operation in North Little Rock remains the company's largest and most efficient in North America, and its continued growth will ensure employment for hundreds of Arkansans for years to come. Dassault, you may remember, weathered tough times during the recession, as did all companies in the private aircraft business. But when the economy improved, it announced a $60 million expansion investment in Little Rock, making the Little Rock operation Dassault's largest in the Western Hemisphere.
Following the stop in France, the Arkansas delegation will visit the Czech Republic in an attempt to foster relationships with growing companies in the aerospace, firearms, and automotive industries. Temple Grandin will speak next month at the U of A. She and Joy Mensch, director of the University of California Davis Center for Animal Welfare, will be featured speakers during the Center for Food Animal Well-Being's fourth annual symposium. The lecture will be on August 7th and will focus on current issues in food animal well-being. The center is a unit of the UA System Division of Agriculture. A pair of former Razorback standouts are in position to earn big recognition in their respective sports, but they need fan votes. Stacey Lewis, the number one player on the LPGA Tour, has been nominated for an ESPY in the Best Female Golfer category. The ballot closes July 16th, and you can cast your vote at ESPN.com/ESPYs. In baseball, Dallas Keuchel is one of five American League pitchers to appear on the 2014 All-Star Game Final Vote ballot. You can visit MLB.com to vote and send Keuchel to the 2014 All-Star Game in Minnesota. Voting ends this Thursday at 3 p.m. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a busy 4th of July weekend at home. After wrapping up their series with Midland Friday night with a loss, the Nats defeated the Frisco Rough Riders 7-3 Saturday and 3-0 Sunday. The Naturals conclude their series with Frisco this evening at Arvis Ballpark. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear conditions with lows around 74 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs from 85 in northwest Arkansas to 96 with a heat index of 102 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows from 67 to 72.